This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. Britain, birth, and branding are coming together with Harry and Meghan, Duke and Duchess of Sussex, due in a matter of days. The firm, as the royal family likes to call itself, wants to capitalize on the couple's worldwide rock star appeal. At the same time, there's the matter of the alleged rift between Harry and his older brother William and their respective wives. From Windsor, west of London, Marketplace's Stephen Beard reports.
Tourism has boomed here since Harry and Meghan tied the knot last May, and local politician Phil Bicknell says the whole country will benefit economically from the royal birth. After all, the royal family is at heart a business.
The royal family is our shop window. They put on display the wares and the products that this country promotes. They are our marketing department, if you like.
They're believed to boost trade and tourism indirectly by more than $2 billion a year. And now, says royal commentator Richard Fitzwilliams, the House of Windsor has a potent new marketing tool.
The Duke and Duchess of Sussex are unique.
The likeable action man, his glamorous biracial American fashion icon wife, and a new baby. It's an unbeatable combination, he says.
Brand Sussex has global appeal. There's absolutely no question.
That's handy, because palace officials would apparently like the couple to become globetrotters and stay out of the UK as much as possible. The reason? The reported rift with William and Kate. The Sussexes could become roving trade ambassadors for Britain, but that's a bad idea, says David Haig of Brand Finance.
Being too obviously a salesman for British trade, I think, is a bit tacky and probably will lead to a problem.
Harry's uncle, Prince Andrew, was fired from that role after he got too close to some very dodgy foreign tycoons. Another idea has been to base the couple in Africa to forge, under a humanitarian halo, closer links with that resource-rich continent. David Haig's not keen on that one either.
There's been a lot of criticism of wealthy Westerners going to developing countries and acting as saviours, whether they're white or not.
He doesn't see why the Sussexes should be banished. What's wrong with a bit of family friction, he says. It'll certainly keep the royal soap opera on the road. In London, I'm Stephen Beard for Marketplace.